The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock.
Hey, Cecil and Tom from Cognitive Dissonance. I've been following William Tapley since 2010, and I want to know if you know that he's also a musical artist. This morning, my wife texted me at 4 o'clock in the morning to tell me that you guys had mentioned Dear William Tapley on your show. And I, in bed, of course, checked my text and fell back asleep. And then I had a dream. William Tapley ran towards me in a hallway with a boombox over his head with the intention of singing one of his paranoid prophecy songs. And first I thought, well, good stuff, Bill. Maybe your mix will be better. And then he set down his boombox and proceeded to rap. So fuck you guys for making it clear that the third ego of the apocalypse and the co-prophet of the end times has a place in my subconscious where he raps. Fuck you. Keep up the good work and enjoy many glory holes.
Hey guys, this is Mike in California again. As many of you know, I work for a television provider. Anyways, every time I do an install and I'm done, they give a customer a post-call survey to rate me 1 through 10, 10 being the best. This time around, I got all 9, and that's pretty rare for me. I usually get all 10. And my supervisor called me, and he's like, what happened? I was like, I don't know, you tell me. So he calls the customer, and the customer says, only God deserves all 10. And I was like, what the fuck? So he was completely blown away, and my suit calls me back, and I was like, so what happened? And he tells me that, and he goes, hey, don't even worry about it. This shit happens all the time. Customers tell him that. Anyways, that being said, I felt like calling the customer and being like, next time you have a fucking service call, call Jesus. Fucking asshole. Glory hole.
Hey guys, this is Glenn, calling from Abu Dhabi. I'm a South African living in Abu Dhabi. Just wanted to call and let you know that you guys nearly got me in serious trouble the other day. I was driving my car down the road, listening to the podcast a little too loud, and your call to prayer, the long black cock call to prayer, came on, and I got some very, very dissatisfied looks from the car next to me. And suffice to say, I spit off in the other direction. Thank God I wasn't driving in Saudi at the time. Anyways, keep up the good work, guys. Glory hole, motherfuckers.
Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live-ish again after a long break that you didn't experience, but we did, from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago. This is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode, we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence. You shut your whore mouth.
It's been a long time. Been a long time, buddy.
To any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is maybe a welcome mat. We're working on it, I promise. These mats just don't make themselves,
true.
Damn it.
It's true.
They're made by a woman named Deborah. Anyway. you know, we have
what episode?
This is episode 242. 317.
You know, we've had a break, but I still don't forgive you because it's 243.
So. Is it really?
It is 243.
God, we have a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
God damn.
It's like we make them every week.
Wow, holy shit.
That's amazing.
Jesus.
Amazing.
I have to say that this episode is an episode that almost didn't happen. When I had heard the news that Cecil had been killed
yeah.
in Africa, and I thought, where did he go on vacation again? But it was Pennsylvania, not Africa.
And also it was a lion.
Yes, but you're cowardly.
That's true.
So I thought it could have been you. Yeah.
Put him up. Put him up.
I thought for sure it was you, but thankfully you're here in Glory Hole Studio.
I lost that mane years ago.
Once I realized it was a lion, I thought, well,
I was like, well, fuck it. Like, who cares?
It's a fucking lion.
I thought the Cecil I know is nowhere near that majestic.
Now, if it's Cecil the hippopotamus, I believe.
Right, if it was Cecil the enormous sea slug, I'd be like, oh no.
Cecil the manatee.
Oh my God. I would fucking start the funeral arrangements immediately for you.
I missed you too, Tom.
I'm going to need to because I have to get so many pallbearers. Is a skid steer a pallbearer?
you need six of them. So just, it makes sense.
Boop, boop. He's coming out of there.
You can't even get like, you have to get like one of those big giant fucking cranes that they use to get to dig the hematite or whatever. Right. That they do. It's like it never moves. It just stays in one position and just digs it way to the center of the earth. You need one of those.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, bury me in the hematite mine.
Just roll me in there and I'll fill it up.
It's like
a quarry now. It's just filled with blubber, you know?
It's like one of the cranes that builds other cranes. We had to make it double strength. So here we are.
Here we are, back
there
again.
There we go. All right. Again. Well, motherfucker, let's do a show.
No way. I'm getting hacked.
A port scheme?
No, this is major. They've already burned through the NCIS public firewall.
What is that, a video game?
No, Tony, we're getting hacked.
This story comes from Tribune.com. Bangladesh police chief's blogger warning sparks uproar. So this is super backwards and kind of horrible. Basically, another blogger in Bangladesh. This makes like four or five, right?
Yeah, it's been a lot, yeah.
Hacked to death with machetes.
Hacked to death.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
Hacked to death. It's like they're a computer, guys,
God.
And it's a hacked thing. I don't know. It just makes me chuckle all the time. God. I don't know.
Well, I don't think he was chuckling.
It's crazy that the leading cause of death of bloggers is machete, isn't it? Isn't that crazy?
Dude, that's awful. That's awful. I would, you know, like, part of me admires a blogger in Bangladesh for their, like, for the courage.
Yeah.
And part of me is just like, what the fuck are you doing, man?
Yeah.
Like, don't, I can't imagine. And granted, like, I don't live in a world where I'm that politically active or that upset or like where I feel like these are important enough issues that I'm willing to put my life on the line.
Sure,
like,
sure.
I'm willing to make dick jokes. That's what I'm willing to do.
Right. We've established
right?
that. Yeah. we've clearly established what you're willing to do for the show, Tom. And that's.
Yeah.
Very little.
Yeah, I'm willing
to
record the show.
Yeah.
I am willing to do that.
You do that on occasion. Yeah.
I hear there's other things that go into it.
Yeah, no, there are a few.
Ooh, seems super hard. But I'll tell you what I'm not willing to do. I'm not willing to be hacked to death by machetes.
Oh, no.
If we got like a death threat, I'd fucking throw my computer in the garbage.
It is like light Glory Hole Studios on fire, even though it's in your basement. You're like light out. You're like, no. You're like pouring gasoline on the foam.
It's like you run outside and throw my computer in the garbage. It's like, it doesn't solve the problem at all.
Like, it's still on the internet, dude.
No, damn it. Smashing it. Like, no, he doesn't live in the computer, you stupid motherfucker.
It's
like,
okay.
That was
okay.
The medium for computer. Yeah. That's awesome. But so the police... The inspector general of the police, his name is Shahadul Hook. Nailed it.
He basically said. You did a good job on that one.
His comment was, no one should cross the limit, and for hurting someone's religious sentiment, the person will be punished by the law. So he basically came out and was like, kind of had what's coming to him.
Yeah, he basically said... You know, if you cross the line,
right?
Then sometimes it's when I was, and I've said, I think I've told this story on the show before, so I'll make it brief. But when I was in high school, our civics teacher was the mayor, so we had the mayor as our civics teacher, and he ran an article in the paper where he was interviewed, He said in the article that the maximum fine he was going to give for people who assaulted flag burners was $1.
Yeah. So, you say
so he's basically condoning the right. beatings of these people, right? If and it's not like there was a rash of flag burnings in the small town that I grew up
that's
in.
That's what I was going
to
say.
He's just saying something to be provocative and to show how much of a goddamn patriot he, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But
this is
the same thing, right? You're basically saying, look, you deserved it. You deserve to get, you know, I'm not going to say you deserved it, but you really should pay attention to what you're doing. Yeah.
And that's exactly, so the whole purpose of the comments like this is a warning to other bloggers.
Yeah.
It says like, hey man, I'm the police and I'm going to nominally say we'll go after the people that killed you. But really, what the fuck did you expect?
Yeah, what did you expect?
You know?
This is blaming the victim in a classic way.
Dude, who blames the victim of a machete attack? Like, there's nothing you can do.
Wonder what he was dressed like in order to pull that machete attack.
Well, maybe if you weren't wearing those short shorts, Mr. Blogger.
Or maybe if you weren't wearing your leather tunic and your helmet, I wouldn't have attacked you with a machete.
Maybe he was wearing his computer.
Maybe if you weren't dressed like, I don't even know what you hit with a machete. Like a snake. I don't even know what you hit with a machete. What do you hit with a machete?
Dude,
weeds? Why were you dressed like a plant?
Why were you dressed like a jungle movie? Yeah. Like, you were dressed like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
That's, why were you dressed like the jungle in Predator, you know?
Dude, I was at the Meijer the other day buying, so I'm going like camping, but I'm going like this big pussified camping where you go to like Jellystone Park and there's a pool and all this.
Sure,
like,
yeah, sounds great
and stuff. Yeah, so like
sounds
it,
like
it
the
should
only
be fun.
Sounds like the
fun.
Only kind of camping human
yeah,
should do.
It's it's camping for people that don't like to go camping.
I was camping last week and I kept looking at the outsides thinking, why haven't they paved this yet? Like, what the fuck is wrong with us? Shouldn't there be a dome over this yet? What are we doing?
None of this is air conditioned.
Good Lord. Anyway.
So I'm in there, like, I'm with my buddy and we're like buying groceries and stuff. We're in the Meijer and we go to the camping section. There's like the sporting goods in the camping section. And there's not one, but two different machetes you can buy.
Wow.
In the camp. And I'm like, what the fuck do you need a machete in Illinois for? I was going to buy them for the kids. You know, to let them Thunderdome that shit out.
That's awesome. Did they have, you know, like when you go and you buy toothpaste, right?
Yeah.
And the toothpaste says like 4 out of 5 dentists recommend.
Yeah.
Did they have like 4 out of 5 journalists recommend using this machete?
A machete just seems like such like a, like a niche tool, you know?
Just like it does. Now, what are you, like, I don't know what are they chopping down over there that needs a machete?
Well, I can't even imagine like if it was like, I'm super mad. Let's get all our machete wielding friends. I have no machete wielding friends.
Can't they just be civilized and shoot people like they do
like,
over
come
here?
Come on. That's America,
God
damn it.
Damn it.
Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Why don't you answer him?
He's talking pig Latin. I don't know what he's saying.
He's asking you if you swear.
No, but I know all the words.
He's asking you if you'll swear to tell the truth.
Truth is stranger than fiction, Judgy Wudgy.
So this story comes from the Telegraph. It's fucking super weird on every level. Texas judge orders man to marry his girlfriend. So a judge in Texas... this guy got in trouble for punching his girlfriend's ex-boyfriend. So the judge said, you got to write down a bunch of Bible verses and marry your girlfriend. And he got to do it within like 30 days. So he's got to throw a wedding together. And like, what if she doesn't want to marry him?
Well, I guess she got really red-faced in the courtroom and then it said yes. So she did say yes to him. One thing that is really interesting about this is it says in the article, and I tried to follow it in all around different places to try to find out why the judge would do this, and he hasn't made a statement on it. He just did it, and now he won't talk about it. He won't talk about his decision, and there's people who are filing they're filing lawsuits against him to say that that's – you can't do that. And not only that, like, why are you making marriage punitive again? Like, why is that?
Marriage is punitive enough.
I know.
You don't need a,
goodness
you don't
gracious.
Need a judge to get involved. Are you kidding?
God.
I saw this and I thought, like,
marriage is punitive. My wife listens to the show. Fucking get a big fat divorce fucking lawyer call on fucking Monday morning.
I know Sarah listens to the show, so allow me to
rephrase my comment.
Yeah.
Marriage is punitive enough. Like, can you imagine if she was like, fucking, I'm like, she's like 19 or something. Like,
I know.
They can't even buy drinks yet. Yeah. What couple? They're age 19 and 20. So, what? Yeah, she's 19 years old. She's like, she's sitting in court. Of course she fucking said yes. She's being coerced into a marriage at the threat of her loved one or whatever being thrown into jail. It's like the old timey, like, well, it's the military or the fucking jail for you. And you're like, well, I guess.
Yeah.
Military?
Right. Right.
I don't know.
But why marriage on this case?
So she's a war? Like, what does it say about her?
I mean, if you look at her, she looks like a battleground at least.
Well, he's no treat either.
Oh no, he did really well for himself.
Wow, yeah. Oh, he's fucking punching above his weight class.
And his weight class is considerable. Yeah. He's definitely not a light heavyweight.
This guy can't dream of 205. Like,
and the judge in this, if you go to this article and look at the judge at the Telegraph, he looks like one of the instructors at Hogwarts. Old fat instructor.
He actually looks like his earlobes are so big, they look like he's got gauges in them.
Yeah. He looks like the sad mopey elf in Harry Potter or whatever. I don't know if there is one, but I just made it up.
There should be.
I just made it up. Yeah.
He's
a goblin.
Gringotts.
He's a little goblin. Stop saying words. Stop saying words.
He'll guard your gold. They're Gringotts.
Stop saying these things.
Outrageous. My dad used to punish me by making me write stuff down, too.
Bible verses?
No, not Bible verses.
Did he make you marry anyone?
He never made me marry. No, my wife did that. Yeah, that was my dad's favorite punishment. I remember I got in trouble for swearing. My dad's like, oh, I didn't know you knew that word. I'm like, and I was like, yeah, I know that word. And he's like, well, what other swear words do you know? And I was like, well, I know all of these swear words. He's like, write them down for me. I wrote down like 6 or 7 swear words. He's like, great, write them all 1,000 times. And I was like, god damn it,
awesome. Now I memorized them, thanks, dad.
Oh, they were committed to memory.
Yeah.
What makes you think she's a witch?
Well, she turned me into a newt. A newt. I got better. Burn her anyway!
Okay, so this story, woohoo. All right, Al Jazeera. 5 women accused of witchcraft, lynched by India mob. Not Indian mob? India mob. The whole India?
It was an India mob.
Okay. So villagers dragged these folks out from their huts in the middle of the night and beat them to death. I didn't know beating somebody to death was lynching. I thought lynching was hanging.
I always thought it was.
Am I crazy? Now I got to look up what fucking lynching is. It's extrajudicial execution carried out by a mob.
No shit.
Yeah.
I always thought lynching meant hanging.
Fucking learn something
often
new every
hanging,
day.
Often by hanging, but that doesn't necessarily mean.
Interesting. I made some assumptions based on our own terrible history.
I always thought lynching meant hanging, too. I always thought
we have learned something accidentally on this show. Let's not let this happen again.
All right, let's deploy this in the future. Let's just pretend we're the authority on something.
So I don't even know what to say about this, except for, again, witches.
Yeah. We had somebody post on our page and ask what religion they were. It doesn't say in the article, but it does. I don't think it matters because I think this is cross religion witches. There's different. I think that there's atrocities that happen to people who are accused of witchcraft that crosses all different types of religious spectrums.
Yeah,
I think that you know, Muslim, Christian, you know, depends on where they're at.
But, indigenous peoples in Papua New Guinea do it.
And I think this is a superstition-based thing. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's both religion and superstition-based.
Because you can't have witches otherwise.
Yeah.
I mean, accuse me of witchcraft. Go ahead. Accuse me of witchcraft.
Well, I don't want to do it unless it's true, Tom.
Well, you got me there.
I did.
It's like, who cares?
Yeah.
Because I it wouldn't bother me. Like, I know there's no such thing as witches. So it's not a thing.
Yeah.
It's not a thing. It's like accuse me of flying. Oh, okay. Well, people don't fly, so fuck off. It's not
But like, there's parts of the world where people believe in witches, like as actually being witches.
And the worst part about all this is that on occasion, somebody could utilize that information, right? You know that people flip the fuck out about witches, let's say. And you could use that to really hurt people that you don't like.
Right. It's the crucible.
Yeah.
It's still playing out. Like, it's this is a, seriously, like, this is like a, it's a, it's a, it's, this is insane. It's, it, the idea, I am genuinely flabbergasted every time we come across these stories that parts of the world people really genuinely believe in witchcraft. As a, like, here in the States, we have Wiccans, which basically just means like easy girls that smell like patchouli oil. Like, that's what Wicca means.
Yeah, right.
Like, right? You
sure.
know, it's like,
they
it's
have
like,
a high waisted dress.
Yeah.
They play around with herbs. They have a weird commercial that they play.
I forgot the commercial from the other week. That was awesome. Is your computer infected with evil spirits?
Custom spell work. That was my
custom
favorite.
Custom spell work. Yeah. So, I mean, like, there's parts of the world where people are like, fucking witches are a thing. Magic isn't a thing. This isn't fucking Harry Potter.
Along my cock, 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 along my cock. Along my cock.
This story comes from the Independent.
Oh, God. Out of the lynching and into the worse than lynching.
Why is there a picture of a woman holding a child?
I think that woman is shaking that child.
This picture has nothing to do. So there's a picture. I got to say, there's like a picture of like a shadow woman because it's like the sun is setting behind her or whatever.
And the caption is, ISIS has killed scores of women and children in the areas of Syria controlled by its fighters. And it's a Getty image. So
yeah, but the headline is ISIS executes 19 women in Mosul for refusing to take part in sexual jihad.
Yeah, but there was 20 there and this one survived. She's got survivor's guilt.
So, you know, Cecil, you had a point when we first started talking about which stories to cover about this story and who wrote it that I think we should
talk about. The thing is that this all this stuff is being claimed by a Kurdish official. So ISIS executes 19 women supposedly for refusing to take part in a sexual jihad. Basically, these people, this person says that they executed the women during the past 2 days. The penalty decision came in the background of the refusal to participate in a sexual jihad. And that's all it lists about. It doesn't really say anything else.
Yeah,
that's
not,
it.
Yeah.
It's not really descriptive. And this happens to come from the Kurdish Democratic Party, a spokesperson from the Kurdish. And so clearly this person has an interest in saying something. Now, do we think that ISIS is one of these groups that wouldn't kill 19 women?
Absolutely not.
It doesn't even, I don't even think that that's a thing.
I didn't bat an eye at this. Yeah.
And when you hear about, there's a link in here about the child slave price list among ISIS fighters in Syria and Iraq that actually came back as true. So there's things in this article that they're talking about that are specifically, you know, ISIS is already doing some horrible shit. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're doing this, and that doesn't necessarily mean that this particular story is true or that we found out that this story is true yet. ISIS, you know, ISIS may just come out and say, yeah, we did that.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't surprise me if they read the article and were like, well, that seems like a great idea.
Yeah.
We should do that.
Yeah, even if they didn't do it, they
right.
may do
They'd
it.
They'd be like, fucking... Yeah. Holy shit, we should execute 19 women for not participating in our sexual jihad.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll learn them.
I mean, they're selling women, they're selling children, they're killing
tons
of people.
They seem to behead everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're teaching little kids how to behead people.
Yeah, they're the worst people
on
planet Earth right now.
Yeah.
Right now, I don't think you could find a worse group of people.
And I think that this is an out of the realm of possibility, but we've just got to consider the source
right.
is all.
Yeah, I totally agreed. Yeah. Totally agreed.
This is not a new thing for them. This is not something that, you know, is pushing any boundaries. This is pretty tame.
This is Wednesday afternoon.
This is tame.
Yeah.
I'm not shocked at all that they would kill someone. That doesn't – and for – Literally no reason.
Yeah, for not letting me rape you?
They've done it for blasphemy in the past. Right. They've done it for, you know, all these other different reasons.
They've chucked people off buildings for being gay. I mean, like, for not having sex. Like, they're basically like, yeah, fucking, we're a terrible group of people. We're just going to instill terror. And it's like, well, we would not like to have sex with you. Well, maybe you fucking misunderstood.
Yeah.
We're ISIS. We behead people we don't like for no reason. That's our thing.
Yeah. We're really good at it.
That's our thing.
They're good at it. They're like the Babe Ruth of beheading.
They've got like
point and the head just comes off and flies right over the right field fence.
They've got like a mascot that comes out. It's just like a scimitar. Like,
no, he's a severed head.
It just like dances in the field. Like,
it's like a scimitar and a severed head. That's their
they do like the fourth inning like thing where it's like, well, now we're gonna see who wins. And it's like the scimitar chases the severed head around the bases.
It's the ISIS scimitars versus the Bangladeshi machetes.
Now, the concern, obviously, is if this isn't bottled up in San Francisco, this kind of nonsense, then it's going to be spreading across the entire fruited plain, and you're going to be going to your Burger King in Des Moines, Iowa, and you're going to have a rainbow-colored wrapper for your Whopper.
This comes from Right Wing Watch. Brian Fisher. Going to a gay friend's wedding is like attending the grand opening of their new crack house.
Do they have grand openings? Do they have grand openings? Like where they hang like a sign and then like the first rock's free or something? Right.
Under new management? Like, the old manager's like laying in front dead from a drive-by shooting and they're just like, roll out the under new management banner. We got to get the new manager in here. First of all, if I had a friend
now
who had a new crack house,
yeah,
I would attend their grand opening because I'm not rude.
That's what you do for friends, Brian Fisher.
What the fuck?
Gosh. All right. Let's listen to Brian Fisher yammer on.
I was very disappointed in Governor Kasich's response. He got applause because he knew it was going to be well-received because it was so politically correct. If you didn't hear it, he said, look, I went to a gay wedding. He seemed to be proud of the fact that he went to a gay wedding. You know, and again, it depends on what you think of homosexual behavior. I mean, that's really the issue comes down to what do you think of this kind of behavior? Is this good behavior? Is this healthy behavior? Is this moral behavior? Is this the kind of behavior that we ought to celebrate, that we ought to promote? I mean, there's a lot of events. He might have even loved people, but like James is saying, you know, if you had somebody you loved and they were dealing crack.
Oh, my God. It's totally the same thing.
Dealing crack?
Yeah.
Is that a euphemism for gay sex?
It is now.
And they were opening up a new crack house and they were having a grand opening celebration.
A grand opening celebration? Do you invite the mayor? Does he cut like a fucking ribbon in front of your crack house?
I don't think that you open a new crack house. I don't think you're like, oh, do we have our fucking permits in order for our crack house?
Now, what happens when the Dominic's crack house goes out of business and the Jewel crack house buys them out? Like, what happens then?
We got to open our. What day are we opening? Oh, well, we don't want to. We got to open it. Just time it just exactly right when the other crack house is out of it.
I only shop at the Whole Foods crack house.
Right.
It's all organic rock.
Oh, right. Yeah. Exactly. You don't want the fucking cheap shit.
Let's not. It's ridiculous. And I want to make sure that there's the least amount of impurities in my crack cocaine.
You're like standing with like all your fucking crack whores behind you in front of an abandoned building in a fucking shit neighborhood with a bunch of fucking like strung out dudes like flanking you on either side.
And then there's a marching band just playing.
Well, how do you think that?
That is the classic grand opening song, though, that we just did. Whatever that is, whatever that song. That's the classic grand opening song. What is that?
I don't know. Classic grand. It's the crack house.
Can you type da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da into Google and it will come up with
something? I should type in now opening new crack house and see what audible clips come up.
Well, it'll bring up Brian Fisher.
Yeah.
And they invited you to come and be a part of the grand opening celebration of this crack house. Would you go? Of course not.
No, don't tell me what I wouldn't do. I just fucking said I'd go.
Look, it just depends on the invitation.
Look,
like if the invitation is like well made or handmade, I would definitely go. And probably it would be on crack, actually. Here's so I would thing. Go.
The grand opening is unlikely to be boring.
Yeah.
And you can get a blowjob for 15 bucks.
And most likely the woman doesn't have any teeth, so you don't have to worry about any kind of scrapes or anything like that. It just,
jeez. That's disgusting. Gosh. I'd pay at least 30 for a good, yeah.
It's like she's eating a corn dog.
It's like a cocktail wiener, really.
You can make those into corn dogs. They're just hors d'oeuvre-sized corn dogs. Oh, my God.
The things we say.
Does it mean that you don't love them? Of course not. It just means that behavior. And again, I'm not saying that, homosexuality and dealing crack are the same things. I'm just using that as an analogy.
I just compared the two, but I'm not saying they're the same thing.
Look, I'm not saying they're the same thing. I'm just using them as an analogy, which means that they are analogous. So I'm actually drawing, like, this right. guy, can you imagine this guy in the SAT? It's yeah. If something is like something, yeah. then this, well, everything's like everything.
If blowjobs are like gay people, then crack pipes are like grand openings.
As a parallel, this is behavior. You say, look, I can't support that. I can't endorse that. I don't want to send some kind of a message that I think this is fine and appropriate kind of conduct. So, no. I'm not going to be able to come.
Well, I would for $15, as it turns out.
You know what he's saying is, look, I'm a judgmental asshat.
Right.
And I want to reserve the right to judge the fuck out of you. And I'm just not going to participate in your gay wedding. Well, okay. Don't participate in a gay wedding. Like, who gives a... First off, no one's ever inviting you. No one is ever inviting Brian Fisher. Could you imagine this fucking grumpy Gus at your gay wedding? Dude. Like, way to ruin your own gay wedding by inviting fucking Grumpy Gus.
I want to be gay just to invite him to my gay wedding. Like,
no, because you can't guarantee he'd come. Well, he already said he wouldn't. Man, he said he promised he wouldn't come.
Well, a lot of people promise they won't come, but if you keep working at it.
He promised he won't come because he's into, like, ball torture.
To the grand opening of your crack house. I love you. I love you unconditionally.
But there's following conditions to my love. I love you unconditionally unless you violate these conditions.
I love you unconditionally.
Here are the conditions upon which I will love
so
you unconditionally.
Awesome. It's so awesome that he doesn't even understand what unconditional means.
Can't even hear himself.
And because I love you, because I'm concerned about the kind of behavior involved in, I don't want to make things worse for you by enabling you to continue in this. I am just simply not going to be able to come. So, again, very disappointed in Governor Kasich's response. One of the things that makes clear, ladies and gentlemen, Governor Kasich not going to be a fighter for us on social issues.
Throw him out with the fucking bathwater because he doesn't hate gays as much as you, no, right? All the other issues, the other issues, fuck it. If he doesn't stand with us on this one social issue, guys, let's just forget about him.
It's not our guy. Yeah. What? I mean, gay people would still be gay if we don't have the right president. Right? If they if you elect the wrong guy, then gay people would be like, "Oh, I'm
yeah, because gay. Because there's going to be some president that they elect that's going to do that amendment that's going to make it so you can't ever be gay."
Right. Yeah.
And you can't ever think you're gay.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't even want to be gay.
Yeah.
The only reason people want to be gay is because
they're allowing it.
They would let them they would let them be gay. That's why people are attracted to other people. That's why dicks get
true.
Hard.
That's
and
true.
Pussies get wet.
Yep.
Because of laws.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the only reason I married my wife.
Because you could.
Because I was ordered to by a judge. Actually,
That's the only reason she married you.
Podcasters. They live in squalor, destitute, and disenfranchised, eking out an existence as best they can in such desolate places as Chicago. In pairs, but otherwise alone, they suffer from hunger and thirst, barely making it day to day on store brand chicken wings and weak domestic beer. In the arms of the angel, fly away from here, from this dark. But now you can help. For just a few dollars a podcast, pennies a day, you can give them the restaurant-style chicken wings and imported beer that they so desperately need. For less than the price of a cup of coffee, you can make a difference in their lives, allowing them the opportunity to rant unfettered, as nature intended. Please, go to patreon.com/distancepod today, make a pledge, and help these poor, innocent creatures lead a life worth living.
This story comes from BuzzFeed. A psychic... It's amazing. A psychic says she spoke with Cecil the Lion after his death.
Cecil the Lion. He's British. Cecil. He's British.
It's outrageous. So Cecil the Lion is the lion that a dentist killed.
Actually, he's not British. He's just named by the Brits. That's the thing.
And actually, wasn't he like... I read this article from like some Zimbabwean dude. He's like, we don't really like lions because they sometimes eat us. So we're not like really big on... like we don't like revere lions. Sometimes we're really worried that lions are going to eat us. It's a pretty telling article. So this goofball is a self-proclaimed animal communicator and psychic medium. And she put this fucking crackpot shit on her website about how she learned to understand the thoughts and feelings of animals. And she spoke with Cecil the Lion.
Can you just read what Cecil the Lion said back to her?
Let not the actions of these few men defeat us, or allow darkness to enter our hearts. If we do...
Wait, heart of darkness? Wait a second.
Maybe she channeled Joseph Conrad instead. If we do, then we become one of them. Raise your vibration.
What?
I'm interested.
Wait a second. Is she sitting on one of those things?
She wrote this on a simian?
Raise the vibration. Raise it up.
Raise your vibration and allow this energy to move us forward. What happened does not need to be discussed, as it is what it is.
I love that the Cecil the Lion said, look, bro, it is what it is.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, it's fucking tough all over. It is what it is, huh? Hey, I just fucking work for a living. Fucking driving my truck or whatever the fuck I do, huh? I'm a fucking lion. Hey, sometimes you fucking catch the prey, sometimes you ought to prey. Fucking it is what it is, huh?
Every now and again, a dentist flies over, shoots you with a fucking bow and arrow, tracks you for 40 hours.
I lost two tree friends this way.
It happens.
Two tree of them.
Happens to the best of
them. Yeah,
huh?
Hey, what fucking forget about it, huh?
Nobody makes a big deal about Vinny.
It is what it is. I love that the fucking lion says it is what it is.
Well, I like it's like, as it is what it is.
Like, it's supposed to be more profound when you say it is what it is.
My friends... Remember YOLO.
Oh, there's more.
Take heart, my child. I'm finer than ever, grander than before, as no one can take our purity, our truth, or our soul. Ever. I am here. Be strong and speak for all the others who suffer needlessly to satisfy human greed. Bring light and love, and we will rise above this.
2,222 likes. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. What a... So, should we talk about Cecil the Lion a little?
Well, I just want to say that I don't buy this, so...
Oh, you don't think that she actually communicated with a lion?
I just don't think that
that speaks English. You know,
Here's what I don't buy. It's the razor vibration. I just said, like, that ruined it for me.
That's the alarm bell.
That ruined it for me. The rest of it, I was like, yeah, maybe a lion would say that.
Maybe
a lion. You know, I don't know a lot of lions. But maybe I could see a lion saying some of these things. But the razor vibration thing, I was like, whoop, 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 whoop.
What are you, some kind of fucking woo lion? That's bullshit.
I don't know any lions.
His name was fucking Cecil, not Deepak.
Deepak the lion. I don't know any lions that believe in that vibration shit.
Yeah, maybe it's a quantum lion. Yeah. Maybe the lion.
Maybe it's not dead. It's like Schrodinger's lion.
Schrodinger's lion. Maybe the dentist didn't even fucking bow and arrow the thing. Maybe just open the box.
And the fuck, he's like, oh, god damn it. Because they say it's a cat, but they don't define the size of the cat.
$50,000 for that, open that box? Jesus. If I'm paying $50,000 to open a box, it better be a fucking supermodel. That's all I'm saying.
$50,000?
And I'll fuck a dead supermodel. She said, I don't care.
Oh, I'm laughing because so would I.
So you wanted to talk. You had some thoughts about Cecil Lang. Well, we got an email where someone was saying, hey, I just don't see the big fucking deal. It's just it's just a lion. What do you care? Why do we care so much about a lion?
Yeah, I just, you know, I don't care about, like, I'm not like, oh, my God, we killed a lion, except for that we just are running out of lions.
Sure.
So, like, maybe we just don't kill the things we're running out of so quickly because that's really bad conservation.
Right.
You know, that's the only part of it. That and, like, it's just I feel like trophy hunting is just goofy. I don't understand the appeal of trophy hunting. I've gone bird hunting. Then I ate the birds and was like, that was fun.
Sure.
And then it was ultimately delicious. But, like, killing something just to be like, hey, I killed it. And so I could watch it die.
Yeah, it says
a little weird.
I'm looking at an article that says African lion faces threat of extinction by the year 2050.
Yeah, that's not a long time
now.
Sure. You know, like, my kid will be middle age and there's no more lions. Maybe that's not the thing we go out and hunt. Like, can't we just hunt like fucking white-tailed deer? There's like a fucking million of them. Or like pigs or something. There's like a million of them.
And the way the guy hunted it, it wasn't like he did anything like hunting it through the brush and, you know, and he fucking put some meat out and it came to get the meat and then he shot it.
Right. Well, and I saw this thing too. Like, it's not actually hard to hunt lions, it turns out. Like, lions aren't afraid of people, so they don't run away, like, loll in the sun and, like, relax.
Hey, look, because they're really big.
Right. They're just like, I'm not really worried about getting eaten by shit. So people, like there's this funny video. This guy's driving, like, in this car and he's like, finding lions is super hard. He's like, wait, no, there's one. He's like getting close to him super hard. And he like drives right up next to the lion. The lion kind of like raises his head like, oh, there's a Jeep. And like puts his head back down.
Sure.
It's like, it's not like a big fucking manly, like, it's man against nature. He didn't wrestle the lion to death.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't fucking put on a singlet and those weird ear protecting things.
You could say that the Bangladeshi who hacked the blogger to death did more work than this guy.
More, right?
Yeah.
Right? And I'm not anti-hunting. I'm not anti-killing animals or whatever. Like, if you want to kill an animal and eat it or whatever, that's cool. But, like, maybe not the things we're running out of.
Yeah.
It just seems like bad form.
You also had a point about apex predators, too.
Yeah, we don't eat apex predators, generally speaking. And I think there's a good reason for that. They reproduce typically, like, slower than, you know, what we consider to be a more typical food animal, right? So as you go up the food chain, we tend not to eat apex predators. They occupy a very specific niche in the biosphere. So, and we are generally have less of the apex predators for a host of reasons than we do the fucking animals that are closer to the, you know, grass level. So maybe that's not the thing you eat.
Like, sure.
Just go eat a wildebeest or something. I don't know. It just seems weird and pointless.
But the thing is that those guys all have a hard-on for killing shit, though. You know what
killing
I mean? Like
predator
killing
shit.
Predator
yeah.
shit. Like
they want to kill the big teeth.
Yeah, there's pictures of the same guy with a bear and all this other stuff. So they clearly want to kill the stuff with fucking, yeah, like you say, with teeth.
Yeah.
They want to fight the shit with teeth.
Yeah.
And that's
they don't
fine.
Want to fight it, right?
No, they want to shoot it from, I mean, you know, look, I don't give a shit that somebody shoots a bear or somebody
either.
Shoots. I don't care.
I really don't either.
But at the same time, I understand your point. It's like, if you're going to run out of it, don't do it.
Yeah, I'm like, there's a million black bears. You want to go shoot a fucking black bear? Go shoot a black bear. I don't give a shit. Like, but I think it would be stupid to go shoot a polar bear, right? Like, we're running out of polar bears. I don't know. The world seems kind of cool when it's got polar bears in
sure.
it.
Sure, yeah.
Like, let's keep a few.
Yeah. Go kill a penguin.
Yeah, fucking.
Those are fierce.
You know, they talk about life on other planets. In my opinion, there's nothing but gaseous balls.
So this story comes from the Raw story. We actually want to talk about it because it's a non-story. Pat Robertson and grandparents, take grandkids away from atheist parents and send them to a Christian school. That's what it says in the Raw story
that's,
headline.
That's the Raw story headline. Let's play what he says. This is Pat Robertson on the 700 Club.
Pat, I'm very concerned because this past weekend, my six-year-old grandson said that his dad told him God and Jesus were not real and were just made up to scare people about dying. I tried to explain the truth to him, but he won't believe me. I'm worried for my grandson's soul.
Well, you should be. If there's any way you can get that child away from it, this is his grandfather who's telling him
this. It's his father.
Father telling him that.
So I don't know if that's her son or her son-in-law. She doesn't know.
I don't know. But if there's any way you could get him enrolled in a Christian school or get him into some, they have daily vacation Bible school and things, or a youth group. There are all kinds of things you could do to kind of get him into some positive influences.
Yeah, he says get him away from that. But, I mean, like, that's as far as he goes.
Yeah, he's not suggesting, as the Raw Story article says, it suggests that it's like...
grandkids away from atheist parents.
Right.
Sounds like somebody's going to take somebody to court and try to get custody.
Right. Or abduct them.
Or abduct them, right?
It's not at all what he's suggesting.
It doesn't sound like that to me either.
I think it doesn't sound like that because he's not saying that. Because when she says, because he even revises, he's like, that's the grandparents? She's like, no, you fucking misunderstood. You're a million years old. And then she clarifies. And then he's just like,
She puts that little horn in his ear. She's like, ah, can you hear me in there? He's like,
what's going on? You got a turtle in your what now? I'm like, okay, no, that's not. Jesus, you're so old. All right. All right, just tuck the left side of your face up. And let's have this conversation. Like, once she clarifies,
his jowls are hanging over his own ears, and he can't hear. You got to brush his jowl away.
He's like a bulldog where like every part of his body is screaming to die at every moment. Like every part of his body is like, I shouldn't be.
This is very common with the Raw Story.
I've stopped using the Raw Story very, very often. I've started finding other news sources other than the Raw Story because of this exact problem. They're so looking for trouble.
Yeah.
You know, and they sensationalize this shit all the time.
And this is not, I mean, this is a non-issue. This is someone who's, you know, yeah. He's saying,
what else is he gonna say?
What is he going to be like? Oh, well, why don't you foster that atheistness?
Right.
He's not going to say that.
He had to, and all he said was like, well, see if you can enroll him in a Christian school. Well, what do you think Pat Robertson would have fucking said anything else?
I know. And again, you know, they're not saying, I don't think he doesn't sound like he's advocating taking the child away, which is what the headline says.
Right.
I just feel like, you're right. I think that this isn't the first time this has happened. I remember specifically the time with the matches and the guy who said he was fucking going to light himself on fire. So this is they're really guilty of this on a lot of occasions.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
All right, this story comes from The Independent. Husband and wife use Bible as excuse to keep teenager as sex slave for 5 years. The husband invoked the Old Testament Bible passage to justify the couple's actions. It basically took in a 13-year-old girl. I don't know the details of that. That's super weird. They took in a 13-year-old girl to live with them after her mother died. Like, were they like family friends that didn't seem super fucking sexy crazy? Like, what?
Well, that's horrible, isn't it? You're just like, oh, yeah, family friend. Oh, yeah, we're going to kind of abuse this kid for 5 straight years.
Oh, look, her mom died. She has nowhere to live.
Oh, gosh.
Well, let's add unbelievable trauma to the unbelievable trauma.
God, it's like a story from that woman who wrote Flowers in the Attic.
Right? It's like a V.C. Andrews story. Oh, my God. Wow. God. So this is pretty much what it sounds like. A bunch of fucking lunatic nut assholes. Took this 13-year-old girl, kept her hostage for 5 years, used her as a sex slave, beat her up, all that kind of good stuff that's fucking unbelievably horrible. And then she gets out? Like, the way she gets out, the girl was able to leave the home when her grandmother bought her a plane ticket. That's it?
Why wasn't she with the grandmother?
Like, well, how do they think this doesn't backfire on them?
Also, why wasn't she with the grandmother again?
I have no idea. Did these seem like trustworthy people? Do you not give off any signs?
I love that the grandma's like loving her life so much. She's like, fuck that empty nester bitch. You keep that little kid. I don't want that shit.
What
I already raised one and it died. What the fuck?
I'm clearly not very good at this.
Jeez. Oh, gosh.
I don't mean that at all. Yeah. I don't mean that at all. God. Oh, jeez. I mean, really don't mean that at all.
You said it, but you did say it.
I did say it out loud and admittedly,
you said it. Man. One thing that drives me, that just fucking blew me away from this, is the last line. The Johnsons were freed on bail after.
What?
On bail? That's like fucking letting Ted Bundy out of jail on his own recognizance.
Oh, you kidnapped?
You fucking kidnapped and raped someone for 5 years and you get bail? The fuck?
I thought we were going to have to go to jail for that.
Oh, God.
What, are you kidding me? What do you have to do to not like, what unbelievably depraved. Like, and did nobody notice this girl was missing?
Like, it's like Bangladeshi machete artist out on bail,
right?
You know?
Machete artist?
He's a, you know, those guys, they're
like
artists.
Sandwich artist?
Artists, yeah. Sandwich artist? He cuts you up and then he spreads guacamole on you.
He's like, well, you weren't cold cuts before.
Oh, no. So we want to thank, oh my gosh, I got a lot of patrons to read. Here we go. So we want to thank all these new patrons. We're super happy that a bunch of people jumped on and became patrons of the show. We're super thrilled. So thank you all so much. But we want to thank specifically Ingmar, Martin, Stephen N., Simone, Quentin, Robert, Not the Bad MS, Cameron, Josh, Corpsey the Ewan. Brian, F.D. Matthews, Hal, Monica, Jonathan, Ron, Connor G., Nikki, Blood Cream Latte. Actually, it's Blood Cream Latte.
Latte.
Carolyn, Paul, Clarence, Mike, Jason, Allison, Andrea, Jay, Sad, Mad Dad's Podcast, Ryan, Vincent, Jeff, Bill, Nicole, Jason, Carl, Stephen C., and Kay. Thank you all so very much for your generous donations. We really do appreciate it. We do want to mention to patrons, we published 2 episodes last month. And I wound up not charging for those episodes because they were published last month and I didn't want to charge you all because we were going on vacation and we wanted to post them early. I didn't want to charge you 2 episodes in a month that you didn't technically get those episodes. They didn't play on those Mondays. So I'm going to post a couple of extras from this show and I'm going to put the numbers for the other shows on there to for the pay episodes that they would have been. So you're going to see 2 pay ones, but they're not going to be full episodes. They're just going to be extras. But we want to thank everybody who is a patron. We're super appreciative and it's been great so far. We also got several a couple of people from PayPal who did one time.
Yeah, we got a couple of one time donations. Matthew, Richard, thank you very much for your donations through PayPal. It's another option you can pursue. There's a donate button, I think, on our website.
We do have a website, Tom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so you could go to that. Let me know what that is. I hear good things about it.
So let's look at some email. We got a ton of email, and we've been gone for a while, so we are going to sort of skip over a lot of the email. We want to thank everybody who sent email. We did read it all, so thank you all, but we just can't mention every single piece of email we got. We got over like 400 pieces of email in a short amount of time.
Email.
So we want to thank everybody who's for emailing. We did read it, but we're only going to mention a few. We want to mention Julia, though. She talks about the Primitive Baptist Church and how it's split from the Southern Baptists over slavery, and because the Southern Baptists were too loving for a just God.
Wow.
And then it only exists now, Tom, in the South, the Ozarks and Appalachia.
Which are all in the South.
Yeah.
The Ozarks, there's no situation where the Ozarks and Appalachia are not in the South.
But the person here clarifies and says, a.k.a. the worst regions. So thank you, Julia, for clarifying that they're even less tolerant.
That is
crazy.
Primitive.
That is crazy.
I mean, they got the naming
convention,
right?
Well, I guess they,
right?
Yeah, they figured it out. They figured it out. We got a message from Elise, and Elise says, we're talking about the guy who was the – He was the the third eagle of the apocalypse.
Insane.
That guy evidently does he does other videos, and he did this analysis of size Gangnam style. So we're going to have to go back and do that. Maybe we'll make it an extra for Patreon, because that sounds
That's
awesome.
That's going to be amazing. My son loves that. I should let him watch the third eagle of the apocalypse.
The third eagle,
breakdown.
Yes, absolutely. That way he'll know, Tom.
Yeah, he'll know.
I don't know what,
father.
But he'll know. So we got a couple of messages about professors and codes of conduct. We also got a message on Twitter that called us hypocrites because they equated the comment that we made on Thomas from Thomas and the Bible and Atheistically Speaking.
And Comedy Shoeshine.
And we were on Atheistically Speaking. Yes. And on Atheistically Speaking, we talked about a guy by the name of Tim Hunt who made a bad joke at a conference, and a bunch of people attacked him for it and said it was a terrible joke and he shouldn't have said it and yada yada. And he wound up apologizing for it.
Yeah.
And then they equated – we said that we didn't think he should lose his job because he apologized and it really wasn't that big a deal. And then this other person who we talked about last week wanted to hang all gay people. On Facebook, he said something like kill gay people or hang all gay people. And we said he should lose his job. And we got a couple of messages that said, hey, yeah, that's fucking hate speech. You shouldn't do that. But one person called us a hypocrite and kind of equated the two. And I think what's happening there, and I'm not going to say anything whether or not this is true, but what I think is happening with that person on Twitter is that they didn't like the Tim Hunt guy. And we disagreed with them. And so instead of saying, I disagree with you on the Tim Hunt thing, I think that you guys are wrong there, what they're going to do is throw the baby out with the bathwater and say they're going to label us as hypocrites. So they don't have to argue with us. They could just label us and then dismiss everything that we say.
Sure.
And I think that that's a really lazy way to think. And I think that that's a really – I mean, I don't really know if it's prevalent now more than it has been in the past. But I see that happen a lot. For example, I thinking of like C.J. Werlemann, let's say. A lot of people pass him off and they'll say, well, he's a plagiarist. And then they'll just throw out everything he has to say without having to contend with the things he has to say. I know that he has been accused, and I think he's even admitted to plagiarizing some things. So that's not an issue. But that doesn't necessarily mean that some of the arguments that he makes aren't valid. And the same thing occurs here. If you're going to just call someone a hypocrite, it's super easy to say, well, you're a hypocrite. I don't have to listen to anything you say. Well, that's lazy thinking. That's being lazy. And I'd like to try to stop doing that more than anything else. I know that we on occasion will call people bigots. We'll say, well, you're a bigot. But I like to think that that most of the time we will at least address the thing that they're saying. So the bigot is just sort of pointing out, yeah, you're being a bigot. And now we're going to talk about what it is that you're saying. Sure. So we got a message from Veronica. And Veronica was really excited. She's got a fiancé. And they're getting married soon.
I'm excited she has a fiancé.
I'm super excited, too. But, I don't know how excited she is, Tom.
I think she's not as excited as she thinks she is because she really wants us to give a shout-out to her fiancé.
But, Tom, I don't think she ever names her fiancé.
She doesn't name her fiancé. So to the nameless fiancé of Veronica, this is your aforementioned shout-out.
We got an interesting message from Liz, and Liz says the funny thing about the Hewlett-Packard thing, when we're talking about Hewlett-Packard and the maximum wage, most people don't realize that that especially at the campus in Colorado, more than half the employees are contractors. And as contractors, they make just above minimum wage, but they don't count as real employees. So when you start counting out how much they make, it looks down. But that's an interesting point that I hadn't considered.
It is an interesting point. Yeah, absolutely. And she has a point about marital rape. She says, I would love to see what those people think of it when the shoe is on the other foot. She says, I have a much higher sex drive than my husband. And according to their logic, it'll be A-okay for me to start slipping some of that blue pill magic into my husband's coffee whenever I'm in the mood and he's not. My sex life would be so much more active. Wonder if they would still be okay with it since it's the woman who's the sex fiend. And we all know what the Bible thinks about women getting their way. I think they'd be fucking out of their mind trying to reconcile the idea that women would enjoy sex, period. I think a lot of these people still think that, like, sex is something a woman gives to a man.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of these guys I don't think have ever experienced a woman having a good time having sex with them. So yep. They don't have a good track record, probably.
Well, to be fair, no woman I've ever had sex with.
I was just going to say the same thing. I was like, yeah, nobody. Yeah. No, it's not like the woman enjoys it. They tolerate it at best.
Birthdays, anniversary, Christmas.
Tom, we got an interesting message from David in Kentucky. He saw a billboard, and he wanted us to talk about it.
Yeah, so the billboard is one question... ky.org.
And the answer is always more lube, I think. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well the answer to that question is sure. Yeah. All right.
The answer to that question is
more yes, KY?
Let's bring more. Yeah.
All right.
Sure. We can always use more. Yeah. Well, let's just lay like that slip and slide down. And we'll just cover ourselves in it. It'll be like a fucking Japanese porn. You know what I mean? Like, we'll just be covered. Can you pixelate my penis anyway? Is there any way you could do that?
It's
without hurting it.
It's raincoats and tarps and a good time
it's
for
really
everybody.
It's really only like 7 pixels long anyway. It's not like you have to do a lot of work. So
those aren't even megapixels.
Yeah, the Photoshop guy is just like, come on, I can do this in my sleep, right? Guys.
He's like, hold on, let me move the mouse. It's like, not at all.
Yeah, when you're tracking it in After Effects keeps losing it. It's like, where did it go?
So one question is basically a website that's like, if you had just one question you could ask God, what would it be? And so David's question is, can you provide the slightest shred of evidence that you exist or even a rational, coherent concept? And if so, explain how you were anything other than a moral monster.
What would you ask God?
Man, what would I ask God? So, where have you been?
Yeah, where you been is a good one. Yeah, I would ask him. I would have a doll and be like, point to me on the doll where you touched Mary. Is what I would say. We got a message from Mike H, and he made a skeptical watch face for his Android watch, but then he also made a couple of watch faces for us. And the glory hole one is the best because
it's super funny.
Because it looks like maybe it isn't. I thought maybe the cock was the minute hand
or something. It's not the minute hand.
Let me tell you, the minute hand's longer, Tom. It's not the minute hand.
It's fast as the second hand, though.
But these are really cool. I don't own an Android smartwatch, but that's a really cool thing. So we got a message from Emmy, and Emmy asks, what would you say to someone who thought Trump was a good idea for president? What I'm worried about is the foreign affairs shit.
Yeah, right.
That's the thing I'm worried about. That's the stuff we've really got to be on top of, and that's the stuff you really need people that are solid and that you can choose and that you recognize can handle this sort of thing. When you hear him talk about foreign affairs,
it's terrifying.
It's a fucking nightmare.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying. He basically talks like he's just going to, like, punch other diplomats
in the
face.
He sounds like John Wayne.
He has no position statements on his website. If you go to his website, he's just a bellicose, blustering animal of a man. Like, he has no positions. He has not yet elucidated a single campaign or policy topic. He has no positions at all. He's just loud. He's literally campaigning on just being louder
than
everybody
else. He's loud and he's on TV a lot.
Yeah.
And that will make you the thing is like being in the public eye makes you recognizable. And he's always in the public eye. He's constantly in the public eye, and he's going to be – I think that's going to be one of his greatest traits that he's going to bring to this, is that he's popular and people know who he is. And, you know, that I think is a boon to them. But it's I can't see putting him in as president. I just don't think he's a good candidate because he just doesn't have any kind of experience, and he just doesn't have the fucking foreign policy fucking chops.
I think you got to be a politician to be a politician too. He's a terrible politician. He's not diplomatic at all. The president has to play politics.
Yeah.
It is a political position. You can't have a president who just yells and screams at everybody and stamps their foot like a petulant third grader.
We got a message. This is from Colin, and Colin says he took some photographs of his parking garage because the crazy superstitious people, they have triple numbers on all the different floors. So when you go down to the fifth floor, it's 555. When you go down to the seventh floor, it's 777. But the sixth floor is only six. They actually, you can see where they painted over 666. They painted over the two sixes. I love this shit because my building downtown has a 14 A and B, and it goes from 12 to 14 A and B.
I find that outrageous.
I love that shit. I think it's the greatest thing ever.
God.
We got a great image from Tom, and it's an image for a sign that is in, what is it, Mennonite County in Ontario? So he sent the sign along. I'm going to put it as the image for this episode. This is episode, unlike Tom, I'm going to get the episode right. It's 243.
God damn it.
We got a couple of messages from people that were that are either followers of Jesus or Christian or believe in a higher power and Republican.
Yeah, I'm shocked by both of those.
This person is Steve. I want to say, Steve, thanks for listening. We're happy that you listen. We also got a message from Ian, who is also a conservative. And with Ian's email specifically, I want to comment. It says, even though I like your podcast because it provides views contrary to my own, and that helps me form a less biased and more considered set of doctrines and beliefs. And I think that's super admirable. I think that is a great way to look at the world. You know, I'm sure Ian and I probably don't agree on very much at all, but we're glad you listen, Ian. Thank you. I got to apologize. We got a message from Randy, and Randy works at Sleepy's. And I did make a comment last time about Sleepy's and their delivery. And Randy basically said, hey, look, I'm a big fan. I work at a Sleepy's. If you want to send me your invoice number, you know, we can, you know, see if there's something we could do. I want to reiterate the first time. So I will iterate now that the shopping there was great, and I got a great bed, and it was a great price, and I was happy with it. So that was fine. The thing is that the Sleepy's by me contracts out all of their deliveries.
Yeah, so it wasn't really
so it wasn't Sleepy's. It wasn't them. It was just their they contract out. And the weird thing is, Tom, when they ask me about the delivery stuff, they have to read a thing to you. And at one point they read this thing to me, and they're saying, you acknowledge that you'll be in the room with them at all times, and you'll never leave them alone. And I'm thinking, what are these guys, like Hannibal Lecter? Like, I'm going to turn around, and then they're going to be standing there with like my liver with fava beans and a nice kiosk. You know what I mean? Like it made them out to be crazy, but they clearly have to read that to cover their own ass.
Right.
So if you leave the room, so they're basically saying stay in the room.
Yeah.
But these people were hired out, so it wasn't that particular company that did that.
Right.
So, but I do appreciate you contacting me, and I didn't mean to demean your company in any way. I enjoyed my shopping there just fine. Tom, you wanted to read a bit of JP's email.
Yes, this is great. So JP evidently at some point worked for megachurches. And he says, the pastor of one megachurch talked about how much he loved barbecue. And then he got into a debate with one of his congregation, who's an NFL player, about which state has the best barbecue. The NFL player said his home state of Alabama was better than any that the pastor had ever had. So the pastor, telling this to the congregation, bragged about how the day before he took the NFL player on the church helicopter to the airport and took the church jet to Alabama to have barbecue and flew back.
What?
So that's amazing. Like, just tithe me some more money so I can spend it jetting around for fucking the most frivolous possible reasons. I say that. But if I had access to a helicopter and a jet
and barbecue,
I would frivolously purchase barbecue.
We got a message from Elvis, and Elvis heard us on The Scathing Atheist. We were on The Scathing Atheist, I want to say 2 weeks ago. The name of the show is The Spittoon Full of Fetuses Edition. And it was a lot of fun.
We had a great
time, and it turned out very funny. Noah also had on Thomas from Thomas and the Bible, and it was very funny.
I turned it off before he came on.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's so mean.
But Noah's got a great show. Noah and Heath run a very funny show, so if you want to check us out on there, it turned out really good. But by the way, Elvis sent in a piece. We did some bit of I don't even know. I don't even want to mention what we did, but I'm just gonna read this jingle for you. It has to do with fetuses and eating them. So here we go. This is his marketing jingle. Saute and simmer. The flavor can't be beat us. M. Brioni, the San Francisco fetus.
That's pretty great.
I love it.
We want to play a message from Hannah. Hannah is a librarian, and she sent us a message. I think she took a little bit of umbrage, Tom,
yes,
with your comments about shelving books and my comment about getting wet over the Dewey Decimal System. So.
Hey, Tom and Cecil. This is Hannah calling from Atlanta. I just wanted to let you know that I am an architectural librarian, and I completely resent you saying to people that this job is super, super boring. All right. I get a different job. I'm going back to school. Glory hole, you guys. Bye.
That was awesome. That's great. We also got a whole bunch of clips from Binkley. And Binkley, you sent a bunch of these, but this one is clearly my favorite. This is from The Simpsons.
I'm no missionary. I don't even believe in Jeebus. Let me out.
Sorry, no can do.
I love that he calls him Jeebus.
Jeebus.
That's pretty great. So that's going to wrap it up for this episode. We are going to be back with a midweek show this week. We're actually going to do a midweek show. And it may consist of some of the stories that you heard, that you didn't hear, that we recorded tonight.
Tonight.
But we're going to leave you, like we always do, with the Skeptic's Creed.
Enjoy your tarot cards.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno-Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo-quasi-alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy, healing, water, downward spiral, brain deadpan, sales pitch, late night info docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death and towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your signs. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and views expressed in this show are that of the hosts only. Our poorly formed and expressed notions do not represent those of our wives, employers, friends, families, or of the local dairy council.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with Audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.